A very good morning to Catherine Rains.
Morning, Jack.
We have a couple of little bits and pieces to work through this morning. We'll start with the latest from Greg Hurwitz, Tell No Lies.
So this is the story of Daniel Brasher, who comes from this very wealthy San Francisco family. And he's trying to sever the ties with his very difficult and snooty mother, is probably the best way to describe her. And so he's walked away from the lucrative trade of managing his family's fortune. And so he's a psychologist and he's working with these violent ex-cons. He hasn't taken a vow of poverty or anything like that. He still has money. And as the sort of book starts, he's deciding that he's actually going to go into private practice in a very nice luxury office suite. But he's involved with this group of felons and he counsels them about three times a week as part of the terms of their parole. And so you've got this usual assortment of very underprivileged people who've made some fairly bad choices in life, but they've kind of all got their own stories to tell, and they've got some really interesting stories.
Right.
But as he's leaving work one evening, he goes to collect his post from the mailroom and he finds this death threat, and it's not addressed to him, but he has to admit to what you've done or you'll bleed for it, and you've got until November the 15th at midnight, but the time's already passed. And that person's already dead, having been brutally murdered. So that's kind of the beginning of the story, and he gets two more death threats, and he's trying to find out where they're coming from, and it's a race against time, and the ties in with the police, and it just kind of starts to take you on this roller coaster that Greg Hurwitz is very good at. He's the author of Orphan X, but he actually wrote this book before he wrote Orphan X, so it's not quite as well polished, but it's a good story.
Okay.
You know, it kind of gets you gripped into it.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. That's Tell No Lies by Greg Hurwitz, and Orphan X was fantastic. My Name Is Nobody by Matthew Richardson is our second book this week.
So this starts with this character, so it's a spy thriller, and it starts with this character, Solomon Vine, and he's a really kind of the epitome of being a British spy. He's been meticulously trained in the field, and he's gone into the hot spots that kind of make or break operatives, and, you know, it's his job to kind of help keep people safe. But he's a bit out of the loop as he's on suspension after something had gone horribly wrong in Istanbul. And then the head of MI6, a station in Istanbul, is violently murdered and abducted from his home, and it kind of sets in this motion of all of this reaction from these agencies, and no one's really quite sure who they can trust. But this MI6 guy is a very close friend of Solomon's, and he isn't quite sure how it all ties together, and he knows that there's a double agent somewhere, and probably at the very top of the intelligence community. And so the more he learns, the more he expects that his friend had this huge involvement in it. So they're all trying to kind of work out where it happened to Gabriel Weil and where he might be and all of these circumstances kind of surrounding what happened to him last time.
Right.
And he gets all this information and then the suspicions just grow. And of course, you know, being a good spy novel, there's a few red herrings thrown in there and you go off on different tangents. And this is actually Matthew Richardson's first novel. And he's good. He's very good. People are comparing him to John le Carré. I think he can get there. I don't think he's quite John le Carré yet, but it's a good pacey novel, and you find yourself engrossed in that story, and there's lots of layers to it. It's good, good read.
Cool. Hey, do you know the Onehunga bookstore?
Yes, I do.
Oh, have you been following this whole crowdfunding exercise?
No, I haven't.
Oh, apparently the Onehunga, what's it called? Like Hard to Find bookstore?
Yeah, Hard to Find.
Yeah, it's the owners can't afford the rent anymore, so they've started a big campaign to try and crowdfund it so that it can stay alive.
Oh, interesting idea.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They succeed.
Yeah, I do too. I really like an independent bookstore. But
I do, and Hard to Find's always, you know, it's got sort of interesting things and quirky things, and yeah, it's always good.
Yeah.
And it's always good for an industry to be very vibrant with kind of all facets of it.
No, of course.
For everybody.
Totally. All right. Hey, thank you so much, Catherine. We will put those books, Tell No Lies by Greg Hurwitz and My Name Is Nobody by Matthew Richardson, up on newstalkzb.co.nz, and catch you again next week.